The Budapest Festival Orchestra, conducted by Ivan Fischer, makes musical history as it performs a new piece of music for the first time. It's called the Budapest Overture and was written by composer Patrick Olla. Several thousand Hungarians gather to hear it in the city's Hero Square. The music, echoing through the streets here on a late summer day, reflects the challenges Budapest has faced for over the past 150 years. War, revolution and dictatorship. The city's mayor, Gergely Karácsony, says that the 150th anniversary of Budapest marks more than the unification of the regions of Pest, Buda and Óbuda into one city. That's why he and Israel's ambassador to Hungary launched the 7-month-long event 150 Years of Jewish Budapest as part of the celebrations. Karácsony believes that Budapest was born out of Hungarianness and Europeanness, allowing Jews and Christians to coexist in this city of nearly 2 million people. In a symbolic move, Karácsony reopened the renovated Lánchíd, or Chain Bridge, Hungary's first permanent bridge crossing the Danube River. It unites the western and eastern sides of Budapest.
This is the day that everyone was waiting for, the opening of the Chain Bridge. This structure is really the pride of Budapest. It's wonderful, and I hope everyone will use it. This bridge is also a link to the future.
Crossing the Chain Bridge eastwards is the Jewish Quarter. Here, one of Europe's largest annual Jewish cultural festivals is underway. Music reverberates through the Dohain Street Synagogue, the largest in Europe. Tamás Mester, who heads the Budapest Jewish community, opened the event.
Hihetetlen, de igaz, 25 éves múltra tekint vissza a zsidó kulturális fesztivál.
This Jewish festival has been held for 25 years. The aim of the event has always been to strengthen Jewish identity. And now we also remember that 150 years ago, Pest, Buda and Óbuda were united to create Budapest. A famous Jewish doctor said at the time, "Now we are all part of Budapest." Major cultural developments began back then, in which the Jewish community played a significant role. And that still resonates today.
Mester says that until World War II broke out, Budapest was similar to New York, with its mix of cultures. And now the city wants to bring that atmosphere back through different music styles and art forms. Yet the synagogue where he spoke was once part of the narrow Jewish ghetto created by a Hungarian government that cooperated with Nazi Germany. Tens of thousands of Jews were crammed into overcrowded buildings. No food was allowed in. Rubbish and waste were not collected, and the dead piled up on the streets. Most Hungarian Jews were deported to Nazi death camps. However, Susanna Toronyi, the director of the Hungarian Jewish Museum and Archives in Budapest, suggests that Jewish resilience during the war and then the post-war communist dictatorship enabled a Jewish revival.
I would like to remember on the last General Assembly of the Hungarian Jewish Museum in 1943, and it was just before the German invasion to Hungary, and they had two speeches. One by Philip Grünwald, who was the deputy director of the Jewish Museum, and he reported on the current situation of the Jewish collections in Europe. So he knew about the Anschluss, he knew about the closing of the German Jewish museums, the fate of the Vienna Jewish Museum, the story of the Prague Jewish Museum. So as he emphasized, in the autumn of 1943, the Budapest Jewish Museum remained the only historical Jewish institution in Europe that could operate as it had before the war. It was followed by another speech, Ernest Nameni, a well-known art historian, then co-president of the museum, optimistically invoked the story of Noah from the Genesis, and he discussed the scope and the necessity of sheltering the Jewish heritage until the rainbow of peace will reappear.
In the decades that followed the war, Jewish leaders were forced to cooperate with the communist regime. Yet they managed to salvage valuable items and maintain the Jewish museum as well as the communist bloc's only rabbinical seminary. These actions ensured that future generations wouldn't forget the city's rich Jewish cultural and religious heritage. The efforts by Holocaust survivors and others to preserve this past seem to have worked. Around 600,000 Hungarian Jews were murdered during the Holocaust, also known as the Shoah. But the country's Jewish community now comprises at least 100,000 people, the largest in Eastern Europe outside Russia. The city authorities hope that Budapest's 150th anniversary will help heal the wounds of history and herald a new era of cultural excitement. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss in Budapest.